are listening to All Things Azeroth. Your World of Warcraft podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Medros and Grace.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to another AsPodmo. This is AsPodmo 22 for Saturday, the 22nd of November 2008. And today I'm going to read you an email that I got, and then follow through the request of the email. Keith writes, "Hi, love the podcast, and with both of you broadcasting every day, it has really helped me tremendously in making my workday go quickly. I know it is a special podcasting month for you, but I wanted you to know that it is appreciated. I even love the ranting episode. From your last podcast discussing the books, it sounds to me like you have a firm grasp of the lore of Warcraft. I would really like to see one of your mini episodes dedicated to the lore of the Wizard Medivh. I think he is one of the most interesting characters in the series and was an integral part of the Warcraft 3 series. You can even branch out to what I still think is one of the most enjoyable instances in the game, Karazhan. All have been really quiet regarding the Wrath expansion and Medivh. There were rumors that there might be an addition to the Karazhan dungeon further, where you travel down to the depths of the tower. Frankly though, I'm a bit concerned because Blizzard does not want to make long instances anymore, that an extended dungeon like Karazhan would be out of the question. I hope we get to experience Medivh in some form in Wrath. Thanks again, Keith, who is Arctic Crane, a 72 mage on Gorfiend's server." Keith, I'm very glad that you emailed me and brought the subject up. I have been considering doing some lore segments for the AsPodmos, and this gives me a perfect chance to take care of that and get you one on the Magus Medivh. Medivh was the child of Nilus Aran and the previous Guardian of Tirith's Fall, Egwene. When Egwene had been fighting a lesser form of the Demon Lord Sargeras many, many years before Medivh was born, she officially or technically beat Sargeras, but it was his plan to be beaten, and his spirit transferred over to her body and hid itself in her womb. When she became pregnant with Medivh, the spirit of Sargeras transferred over to Medivh, and he then was born to the world as not only a very powerful wizard, but also a very demon-possessed wizard as well. Medivh was a friend of Prince Lelain Rin and Anduin Lothar, who later became the King of Stormwind, Lelain Rin, and Anduin Lothar, Champion of Stormwind, before the original fall of Stormwind. And now, the stories of how exactly all this happened is kind of muddled, so please do forgive me if you heard differently or if you know differently, but the official story from the Last Guardian book is that Medivh, Lelain Rin, and Anduin Lothar were all out traveling through Stranglethorn and were attacked by several jungle trolls. All three of them won, none of them were badly hurt, but after casting a few spells to help out his friends, Medivh passed out. We don't know if this is when he succumbed to the coma that we heard about in the books, or if it was some other point in time, but at some point in time, Medivh entered a coma, and that is when it is assumed that the full power of Sargeras overtook his spirit. When he awoke from the coma, about 20 years after he entered it, he was fully under the control of Sargeras, and Sargeras began to look out for a way to kill off the citizens of Azeroth, who had previously, of course, defeated him in the form of the Sundering back at the War of the Ancients, and, of course, defeating him in many other ways and in many other forms. So, at this point, we have a demon-possessed Medivh who is trying to bring about the downfall of all the citizens of the planet known as Azeroth, and we don't know what is going on, but we do know that from the Last Guardian book, Medivh takes on an apprentice named Khadgar, who later comes back to kill him after finding out that he released the orcs upon the world of Azeroth. Khadgar does this with the help of a half-orc emissary named Garona, and Anduin Lothar work together to kill Medivh when they discovered that he had opened the Dark Portal and brought the orcs into Azeroth. Now, all of that happened at the Tower of Karazhan. Now, what Keith mentions in his email is technically true. In the place where Medivh was murdered, where Sargeras' spirit was allegedly killed off, and Medivh was able to cleanse his spirit of the taint of the Sargeras possession, I suppose, that was a mirror version of the current area we know as Karazhan. There is technically a second mirror image beneath the ground at the Tower of Karazhan in Deadwind Pass. So, whether we'll actually see that as a dungeon, I'm not sure. I would love to see that because it sounded really cool. It sounded like there'd be some really tough mobs there. Some pretty amazing bosses could be found there, I'm sure. And I'm sure that there'd be some way for us to see some of the greater horrors that Medivh, when he was possessed, was capable of doing. As we also know from questing in and around Karazhan, there was a number of other things that Medivh did, such as making the dragon we now know as Nightbane from the blue dragon Arcanagos. He was trying to spare Medivh from the horrors that he would eventually create, and I'm assuming try and cleanse him of the taint of Sargeras, and unfortunately took the wrong tact, and Medivh ended up casting a curse upon him, which turned him into the flaming dragon that we now fight in the Karazhan instance. Some of the notable characters that you'll find in the Karazhan instance is Morose, who is the butler for Medivh. You will find the Maiden of Virtue, which there's no real mention of that character in the lore of the dungeon, but I'm sure there's a reason for that character to be there. Achiman the Huntsman, of course, is another one. Cookie, who is the cook from the story, The Last Guardian, is not mentioned in the instance, but I'm sure there's, again, a reason for that. Now, if you read the book The Last Guardian, and then you look at the design and the layout of the dungeon Karazhan, you'll find that there's some inconsistencies. It's a lot more complex, a lot less easy to understand than the book lays it out to be. In that, it sounded like the tower was a lot taller, had a lot of more different things. I don't recall there being dinner parties like we would have in Morosa's room. I don't recall there being a lot of the stuff that's in there. So there's a variety of different things that are kind of differing from the book to what we have in-game, but no doubt there's definitely a significant amount of lore and history and stories behind the Karazhan instance and the Magus Medivh. If you have any thoughts, any comments, anything you'd like to add to this podcast, do go to allthingsazeroth.com and feel free to leave a comment in this show thread. That's for the 22nd of November. And do stay tuned for more All Things Azeroth as Podmos, and email us, show@allthingsazeroth.com, if you want to add your thoughts and have them read off in the air. I don't actually read comments from the site, but anybody who goes to the site can also read those there. So I will definitely be leaving you a number of links in the show notes to the lore behind some of the characters and bosses that we see in the Dungeon of Karazhan, and I'll also be giving you a buy link to the Last Guardian book, as well as the Warcraft Archive, which also contains that book, and as I mentioned previously, several other books in the World of Warcraft universe. So that's about it for this All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I hope you guys stay tuned. We're nearly done the Azpodmos, so we'll be back to our weekly shows. If you listen back to episode 19, there's a contest we're doing. If you submit to us a audio segment that we can play on the show, be it a promo, be it a comment, a audio drama, anything that you want that is, you know, a decent quality thing, we will be voting upon the winner. Just email that content to us at show@allthingsazeroth.com. If it's more than 10 megs, just email me there, and I'll set up a way for you to download that to me so that we can get it up there and get it on the show for people to listen to. So again, thank you very much for tuning in to this episode of All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. Take care, happy hunting, see you in Outlands and Northrend. Bye.